my guest has learned how to worship God from heaven. And when he worships God, heaven invades earth. And he's going to teach you step by step how you can supernaturally worship God.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Rennie McLean, is another man that provokes me to jealousy. But you see, the Gentile believer in Jesus is supposed to provoke the Jew to jealousy, but Rennie is both. Rennie, you have a Jamaican father and a Jewish mother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when you have learned about a dimension I never hear spoken about, the rarefied air of heaven bringing it onto earth. In fact, you teach a lot on a subject called matter doesn't matter. You teach about eternity, evading time. How did you learn about eternity, which is the rarefied air of heaven, invading time? Because when that happens, we have access to everything in heaven. How did you learn that?
Well, for me, I learned that through an experience years ago. And it's very interesting we start with this question. I remember years ago we were seeing signs, wonders, and miracles, but we was laying hands on people. And so, you know, I knew how to release my faith through my hands. And then one day I was really getting bored of ministry. I know that sounds bad to say for somebody that's seen all kinds of signs and wonders, but I was getting bored of what I was seeing. And I was looking for another dimension. And so I was seeking the Lord. And it was a long visitation, but at the end of it, the Lord said to me, from this point onwards, you will not need to lay hands on the sick. He said, you will begin to see what we would call today the mass miracles.
I have another word for it, atmospheric miracles.
Oh, that'll preach right there. And so I was one dimensional in that I understood how to release my faith by way of my hands. I didn't understand how to use that same faith to bring people into that place. And so for me, the switch was using my faith to bring people into the realm and then teaching them how to participate in it. See, in the glory of God, I teach this principle. There's the law of response. If you don't respond, you don't receive.
You know, I have noticed so many times I'll even have a word from God and I will speak it and some people will be healed. But I know if anyone does what you just said, responds, they can walk. What is it? They walk into it. What is going on?
Well, for one, a lot of people have different agendas. They have different mindsets. They still are in the mindset, or they're still in the mode, that it has to come through the man of God's hands. They have no idea that when they sit there and they participate, they can receive the miracles of God. We've seen thousands of miracles, and I'm not exaggerating. We've seen thousands of miracles, deaf, blind, crippled, dead, all kinds of signs, wonders, and miracles. And I can tell you, most of the miracles we've seen, I've never laid a hand on people. Never.
It actually makes it easier.
Where's the
they're not looking at you.
They're
looking at him.
There you go, because I teach this. See, you work your... Oh, goodness. Amen. See, you work your faith, but you don't work the glory, because the glory is the realm of rest. And so, you know, it's work to get to the glory, but when you're there, you step into the glory and the presence of God. And we teach people how to receive from that. And you remember in Luke 5 where the Bible says, and as he was teaching, the power of the Lord was present to heal. Yes. Now, this is scary because here now we have Jesus. And the Bible says John's testimony of him was he had the spirit without measure. Imagine, he had the spirit without measure. And yet, as he's teaching, the Bible says the power of the Lord was present to heal, but not one person got healed. Because they sat there.
What should they have? What should they have done?
Well, put it this way. They sat there in their religious mode. They didn't know how to respond. Now,
he's talking about me. No, don't say that. Don't. Go ahead.
they would not respond. Their religious minds would not let them respond. And it took somebody who was not part of that environment, that mindset, to come in and to respond. It's like if we say to people right now, let's lift our hands and worship. Isn't it funny today we have to tell people to do it?
Yeah.
We don't naturally respond. And so there are times when God will, you know, because we don't know better, God will be kind enough and will just do it. And then there are times, and it's what we've seen in the body of Christ right now, is that the people of God still want to be entertained. They don't step into worship. I teach this law of response. God inhales our worship, but he exhales the glory. I teach this principle too. Number two, if you are worshiping, if you're in church and you are, you're looking around and you're not really worshiping. Now remember in Hebrew, the Hebraic concept of worship is that it's intimacy. Well, if it's intimacy,
it's also, have you ever seen an Orthodox Jewish person rock like this?
Yes.
It's getting every fiber of your being. And what? How many of us, I talk about me, I'm going to talk about me, go on a mind trip during worship. And I might look like I'm worshiping, but I'm thinking about what I'm going to be doing tomorrow or what the next TV show is going to be. How can we worship with our whole heart? That's what God wants.
Well, he wants our whole... Well, let me say, that's a loaded question. But let me answer it. Let me break it down and answer it. It's a loaded question. Number one, you can't worship with you on your mind. A lot of the songs today in our praise and worship is self-oriented. It points back to flesh. So in other words, it points back to the old man.
American Christianity points back to the old man.
100%. And so without realizing it, if it doesn't involve us, we don't know how to receive. And so what's happening today is this: is there's an in and out of the presence of God. Mm. In that it's the presence of God, and then it turns to you. It never stays on him. And so I always teach this principle that your worship goes to the degree of your revelation. Where your revelation stops, that's where your worship ends. And so there's a continual revelation of who he is.
Listen, Rennie, you have the most wonderful teaching on worship. Everyone needs to understand worship because, you know, I've been studying healing for a long time. And if someone said, what is the one thing to get your healing, and I was forced to say one thing, I would say, learn how to worship God, to bring the glory of God right upon you, mm-hmm. and then access everything you need in heaven. When we come back, I'm going to ask Rennie, sometime in this show, to worship the way he does at home. And I want you to come in on this, and I want heaven to invade earth. I want eternity to invade where you are right now. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
As a boy, Rennie McLean had a heavenly encounter with Jesus in heaven, where he learned the power of praise and worship. Whenever Rennie teaches, God's glory comes down and people witness signs, wonders, miracles, and healings. Now Rennie wants to mentor you. Call now and get two audio CD teachings by Rennie McLean, The Glory of God Through Worship and Matter Doesn't Matter. Both yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9092. Through Rennie's teaching on worship, you will see God change the atmosphere in your home, car, or wherever you go. Experience God's presence like never before. Enter the glory realm where sickness and disease can't remain. Have your burdens and sorrows lifted. Get set free from depression, anxiety, hopelessness, hopelessness and despair. See heavenly visions of angels, God, and receive prophetic revelation and so much more. And through Rennie's anointed audio CD teaching, Matter Doesn't Matter, you will learn to enter the heavenly realm of timelessness. When you enter this timeless zone, healings and miracles are easy. Don't miss out on getting two audio CD teachings by Rennie McLean, The Glory of God Through Worship and Matter Doesn't Matter. Both yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9092. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9092 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Rennie McLean. Rennie, I am so intrigued with the glory that's the manifest presence of God that literally follows you when you speak, when you're in at home, and you have a handle on worship like few people, and that God wants everyone. He doesn't want you to have a corner in the market. He wants everyone to worship him. In heaven, that's what we'll be doing. Right. So why not on earth?
Amen.
What is actually going on when we worship in heaven and in earth? And in us.
Heaven wants to synchronize with earth. There's always an alignment between what's happening in heaven and what God is saying on the earth through our worship. Now, when we begin to worship, atmospheres begin to change. We go through realms. We go through time. Now, this is so interesting. Now, some people, now, I hope this is not misunderstood. Some people have what I would define as a second day concept of worship.
What does that mean?
In other words, elementary. You know, in other words...
Kindergarten.
In that we worship to get there, not realizing our worship begins from there.
In other words, we're after the carrot, but the carrot is the worship.
The carrot is the worship, for sure. And so I'll give you a testimony. I was in Billy and Cynthia Thompson's church last year, and we was doing a revival. And it was very interesting. It's so interesting just because it's my spirit as we're talking. And I was supposed to be there just for 3 days. 3 days turned to 7 weeks. Let me tell you how it happened. The first night, we was worshiping, and it was a wonderful atmosphere. It was very good. They were a praise and worship church. They're in Boca Raton, Florida. The second night, it went on and on and on. But the first night, I had an open vision. I'm given to the realm of the seer. And in the worship, I saw Jacob's ladder. Now, you know as well as I do that Jacob's ladder represents our worship. But I saw the ladder. It was bright, and it was glistening. It just radiated the light of God. And it came at a certain point in the service. And I saw the people of God begin to go up it. And I said, well, praise the Lord. And then the second night again, in the middle of the praise and worship, just when I was about to go into worship, I noticed the ladder would appear again. And the people went up. Okay, by the third night, let me tell you what God did. The third night, the ladder appeared again. But this time, the ladder was empty.
What does that mean?
I'm going to tell you.
I know you are.
You know what happened? I said, Lord, why is it empty? And he said, because from this point on, the service doesn't begin in the earth. Your service, your worship begins in heaven. And I knew that there was longevity to that meeting because we had broken the flesh barrier.
And when you break the flesh barrier,
time doesn't matter.
What happened in that meeting?
Time doesn't matter. Matter doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. That's why I say when the glory of God falls, the laws of physics don't work. They're temporally suspended. Because you're not conscious of time, you're conscious of eternity. You're aware of his presence, you're aware of his glory. He becomes more real to you than your situation. And when you really see him and you have a revelation of him in your worship, you don't look at things the way you see them. You see them from heaven's perspective, and you're so caught up on him, you don't have time to think of your problem. When we come to that point, that's when miracles happen. That's when Oh, that's when cripples walk. That's when the blind see. That's when the problem is today in church is that we cut off the worship before we get to that point. And so when what happens when that happens is this, is that because the people didn't
wait a second now. Most people complain if the worship's too long.
Because they don't understand what the worship's for. See, for example, I believe
this. Finish my sentence.
Sure.
The worship is for. The worship is for. Finish the sentence.
Oh, the worship's for him, not us. The worship is the. Sorry, there's two things in that which, what just came to my spirit as you're saying that. One, the worship's for him. You know what I mean? But really and truly, but if the worship hasn't reached that point yet, nothing will happen. And so what's happening today is this, is that God's people have come in, but we've cut it off. Mm-hmm. And so we don't let it flow. And so we miss the power of God. I know that when that happens in the church, 9 times out of 10, if they're looking for miracles, it's not going to come that way. So what will happen is a person who's really experienced will take the mic and will begin to worship to bring that atmosphere back. Because the secret of it is that the revelation comes out of the atmosphere. It comes out of the realm of worship. Any preacher would know this who's listening to me right now would relate to this. When the service is really high and the glory of God is present, you can go up there with your notes. And there's nothing wrong with notes, you know, fine. Okay, well, you know what happens? When the glory of God comes, it's a different story because you're not preaching out of atmosphere. You're not preaching out of movement. But the problem is that we're trying to speak up. We're trying to speak on something that's already expired because the revelation is what God's given you. It's the revelation of that moment. And so what the Lord gives you in that moment, that's what you begin to say, and that's what God begins to do.
Let me take you back to that meeting in Boca Raton,
yes.
where the Jacob's Ladder was,
sure.
You broke through.
We broke through, for
what
sure.
What type of miracles occurred?
All kinds of miracles. I mean, we can take half the testimonies, but I tell you, the one that stands out in my mind, we was worshiping for hours. I mean, it was normal. Now, I must say this, and I feel I need to say this for a lot of people who are watching this, particularly a lot of pastors who are uncomfortable with this, because some pastors are uncomfortable with long worship, but I feel I need to say this here. Ministers, hear me very clearly. There are sometimes, because of the atmosphere of the church, it takes that level of praise and worship to break down the ground, you know, to break up the atmosphere. So sometimes, that's why when you're preaching, the atmosphere is still hard, because you're looking for your word to do what the people's praise and worship should have done. So when the people have really praise and worship, it makes it easy to preach, because the atmosphere is there for it. And so now, in Boca Raton, what was so interesting about it was that the worship just flowed. And miracles just began to happen.
What was that one miracle?
The one miracle that stuck out of my mind, a woman was just worshiping and she had cancer. She had cancer. This is what it means. She had cancer. She had some spots on her lungs. She was worshiping, just worshiping the Lord. She forgot she had it. That's what I teach. You lose sight of yourself. You know what happened? She went back to the doctor 2 days later. This is documented. She went back 2 days later. They couldn't find it. It vanished.
What would happen? Cancer vanished.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When you're going after God with all of your heart, there is nothing impossible. Rennie, I want you to lead us in worship. Mm-hmm. Just as you do in a congregation, and let's see what God's going to do when we come back. Don't go away.
Sure.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Get ready to reserve your place on the Sid and Joyce Roth Appointment in Jerusalem, Israel tour.
We've purposely kept this top quality tour under $3,000, and that includes all taxes and tips.
Don't miss out on going with Sid Roth on this Israel tour for this special low price. Call now for the free brochure at 1-800-959-1062. Please specify the Sid Roth Israel trip when you call, or visit our website at sidroth.org.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Rennie McLean. Rennie, I would be interested. Mm-hmm. When you're at your home, no one is there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you worship God, or is it just when you're out public?
No.
Tell me the truth.
No. I worship. My spirit just becomes still before Him. I enter into that place of ease.
Will you do that right now? As if you're in home mm-hmm. without anyone here, mm-hmm. and I'm going to watch you, and I'm going to do the same, and I want okay. you to watch Rennie, and I want you to join in, mm-hmm. but then I want you to transition of I'm watching him, mm-hmm. and now I'm just releasing myself totally mm-hmm. without any reservations to the Most High God, who is worthy.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. We honor you. We magnify your name, O Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. And you're holy. And you're worthy, Lord. Who is like unto thee in heaven and in earth? There's none, there's none, there's none. So I offer you my worship, and I give you the glory. Just lift your hands where you are right now, and just begin to worship him. You reach a point in English where there is no word to really define God by. And he gives you a melody. And he gives you a tune.
Praise.
And you just begin to sing that tune. Do you know that when Satan got fired, you were his replacement?
I love you, Lord.
Because you are now designed to worship. Worship is in your DNA.
I worship.
Just lift your hands and worship
you,
him.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I praise your holy
hallelujah,
name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see a kidney condition being healed. I see a kidney condition being healed right now. You've had a lot of trouble in your kidney area. You're on a dialysis machine. I see a creative miracle taking place right now in someone's kidney right now. I see it very clearly. Very, very clearly, very clearly, very clearly. I see it very clearly. Amen. Go ahead.
I'm seeing an ear. Mm-hmm. And so that means whatever you need in the ear, mm-hmm. if you need your hearing,
yes.
deaf spirit, leave in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
Open in Amen. Yeshua's name. Amen. And more important than even mm-hmm. that, I yes. pray that you hear in the mm-hmm. spirit as you've never heard before. Ringing, I command you to leave the mm-hmm. ears in Yeshua's name. Mm-hmm. Eardrums, I command you to be recreated in
Amen.
Yeshua's name.
Amen. Amen. Perfect. Amen. 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 I see arthritic conditions. Somebody's watching us right now. You feel like electricity going down your spine. The Lord's healing it. The Lord's also recreating spines right now. Amen. 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 I see. Oh, Lord, thank you. I see somebody who had a hip replacement some time ago. And the hip replacement, it's not worked out good for you. I'm seeing God do a creative miracle in the hip area. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it right now. Right now. There's somebody watching me right now. As you've been lifting your hands, worshiping the Lord, you're actually experiencing weight loss. Mm-hmm. You're experiencing weight loss. You say, is that possible? Oh, yes, because in the glory of God, matter doesn't matter. When you worship, you defy the laws of gravity. And what's of earth falls to the earth, but that which is of God ascends. There's weight loss taking place now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I see leukemia right now also being healed. I see leukemia, I see lupus right now being healed. It's as if God right now has just given a jolt to your immune system. You're being healed now in Jesus' name.
Rennie,
thank you, Father.
What would happen mm-hmm. if everyone that's watching us mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. in their home mm-hmm. became a worshiper of God? There'd be hope for our country. Well, what would happen if everyone watching us right now said, I'm going to take 1 hour a day, I'm not worried about an audience, I don't want anyone to see me but God, what would happen to that person?
Cities would change. Atmospheres would change. Environments would change. Wherever there's worship, God will come forth. Worship always brings the power of God forth into a city, into a neighborhood.
Health?
Oh, my goodness gracious me. Oh, sickness and disease would be, it would begin to die.
What would happen to their families?
Oh, their families would come back together.
What would happen to their finances?
Oh, my, that's all you need, the glory of God.
What would happen to being able to walk 24/7 in that glory?
Can I say this to you, Sid? It was what I just heard in the spirit. Worship is verbal, but there's also worship that's nonverbal. It's also a mindset. You walk in the consciousness that He's your Lord, and you practice the presence of Jesus. And right where you are, you can just lift your hands and know you're there.
And not even say anything.
Not even say it. But your body language, you just surrender. At that one moment in time, you just yield.
Let me make a suggestion. You're not supposed to make vows, but I urge you to say to yourself, I am going to worship every day, no matter what. And someone's back was just healed in Jesus' name. And someone's neck was just healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Taste. Breathe in that atmosphere of heaven right now. Do you know there's a fog?
As a boy, Rennie McLean had a heavenly encounter with Jesus in heaven, where he learned the power of praise and worship. Whenever Rennie teaches, God's glory comes down and people witness signs, wonders, miracles, and healings. Now, Rennie wants to mentor you. Call now and get two audio CD teachings by Rennie McLean, The Glory of God Through Worship and Matter Doesn't Matter. Both yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9092. Through Rennie's teaching on worship, you will see God change the atmosphere in your home, car, or wherever you go. Experience God's presence like never before. Enter the glory realm where sickness and disease can't remain. Have your burdens and sorrows lifted. Get set free from depression, anxiety, hopelessness, and despair. See heavenly visions of angels, God, and receive prophetic revelation, and so much more. And through Rennie's anointed audio CD teaching, Matter Doesn't Matter, you will learn to enter the heavenly realm of timelessness. When you enter this timeless zone, healings and miracles are easy. Don't miss out on getting two audio CD teachings by Rennie McLean, The Glory of God Through Worship and Matter Doesn't Matter. Both yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9092. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9092 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest says, sky's the limit when you're not walking in a love deficit. He teaches how to fill up on the love of Father God.